Eccles!
Ja?
Mr. Eccles, my old headmaster.
again.
Mr. Eccles! My old headmaster!
I got my old head on, too.
Dear listeners, this will give you some idea of the drastic shortage of school teachers.
And that speech will give you some idea of the drastic shortage of announcers.
Mr. Eccles!
Yes, my good man?
Mr. Eccles.
Yeah?
You were on board the SS Clarence, weren't you?
Uh-huh.
Did you see a roll-top desk on board?
Nope. The only thing I saw was an escritoire.
An escritoire?
Yeah.
Is an escritoire a French word from the Latin meaning to scrite?
Uh-huh.
And does it mean, all in all, a writing table with tiroirs and pigeonholes, as distinct from a writing desk which has a sloping front?
Yeah.
That's the very thing I'm looking for.
What is?
An escritoire.
What's an escritoire?
Needle, noddle, loo.
Ooh.
In that escritoire is a man dead in a matchbox, and I want him as evidence to show to the police.
Wrench me sudder and larrup me knid. If a murder is involved, I can remain silent no longer. Your escritoire was sent to this address.
Quick, follow that address.
Have you seen my teeth, Minnie?
Dear.
Have you seen my teeth?
Uncle Oscar's lost his choppers.
Lost his choppers, Min?
Yes.
I had them when I started.
You spend too long in there every day. Are you locking up, Henry?
Yes, I'm locking up.
I'm worried about the Malayan bandits, Muna.
Don't you worry, Min. Every door is locked from the inside.
I'm still very worried, Hen.
Why?
I'm outside. It's not my fault. I was potting the rubber tree and you told
me... I can't find my teeth, you know. I'm putting on them, Lars.
Now, come in, Min, and stay in.
You locked me out when my back was...
My choppers are gone, you know.
Uncle Oscar...
Perhaps they're in the pie crust.
Ellinger?
He's long lost his teeth.
Ellinger, can you reach the top bolt?
Me reach. Me got long arm.
Yes.
Strong arm.
Yes. Just put the...
Me reach. What? Very strong.
You're strong?
But he's bolt got teeth and
strong
everything.
Very strong indeed.
Listeners, if you raise your ear trumpets, you will hear Mr. Ray Ellington and his quartet.